occhio una lama, ma dici sta verità.
Rebecca.
We're the hosts of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
I'm we are now in the second hour of Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio. And in this hour, we will be traveling. We will be hearing, as we have already heard, music from the Marrakesh Safi region of the country. So this is one of 12 regions in Morocco. The center of this region is the city of Marrakesh, and a former imperial city in western Morocco. It's a couple hours inland from the coast, major economic center, palaces, mosques, gardens, you got it all. And the city, the walled medieval city, dates back to the Berber Empire, with many alleys and serpentine streets, marketplaces, textiles, pottery, and jewelry, and most importantly, Nawa music. So the band we just heard is a new, probably the most famous band, at least they're on Real World Records, done by Peter Gabriel. They've been around since 2018, and they bring a modern hard rock and spin with the, you know, the drum kit and all. But there are some Nawa flavors in that. I think there's the Krakebs in there. That's the hand percussion. You're going to hear the next song anyways. You see what I mean? So this band, Bab Bluz, BABLBLUZ. Their idea actually was to propel the Gwembri, which is the guitar. It's more like a bass, really, they're made from, I think, the guts of animals, the strings are, traditionally, and the body of the instrument has, I think, a goat skin wrapped around it, so it has this resonant sound, and it's really like an ancient ancestor of the modern-day guitar, and now the bass guitar. So, yes, it's a very cool sound. So this is, as they call it, hot psychedelic Nawa blues, Babel blues out of Marrakesh. We heard the song Wahia Wahia from the new album Swakin from 2014. Yeah, traveling all around the UK and to the US this spring. Babel blues, they've put out, I think, two proper albums so far. And yes, the region, Marrakesh Safi, home to about 5 million people. And yeah, we'll hear some bands from Marrakesh, but we'll also hear bands from the homeland, the capital of Nawa music, from Eswara, including the next band here. So I'll tell you just a couple words about what Nawa music is, this very specific sound, which I've played on the show many times over the years, but this is really the first time featuring multiple bands at a time of this style. So Nawa are a mystical brotherhood whose ancestors migrated from West Africa to North Africa approximately 500 years ago. After integrating into the local Berber and Arabic societies, unique cultural blend resulted, which is reflected in the music. The complex liturgy borrows both from the traditions of mystical Islam and African shamanism. The Nawa's trance-inducing music accompanies rituals such as the healing of psychic disorders and scorpion stings, Ramadan celebrations, and animal sacrifice as well. Participants in these all-night rituals are invited into an ecstatic state. The primary instruments of this tradition are the krakebs, a pair of metal clappers, and the gwimbri, or sintir, in other words, three-stringed lute with a camel skin, okay, I was wrong there, covered in a body carved from a log. The one short string and two long strings are made of goat gut. Okay. There you go. So that's just a little, I didn't write that, obviously, but that's just a little nice, simple encapsulation of what Nawa music is. And yes, the concerts is really like a trance ritual where everybody gets in an altered state of consciousness, and it goes literally all night long, these concerts. So the musicians just keep playing. So it's largely improvised, but there are a lot of sing-along sections. You'll hear that in this next song, as well as those main instruments, the krakebs and the gwimbri. So this is a band, a new record, just came out last year. Abdel Benadi is the artist, and their record is simply called A Dream in Eswara. So yes, from the coastal city of Eswara, here is the song Kumi on Wandering Rhythms, Nawa style. Thank you.
وحيدا في طرقات القرية يبحث عن حنان يبحث عن أمان رغم ظلم الجوع يبكي في خشوع يبكي على الزمان يبكي على الإنسان
أولادنا يا رب أبناؤنا يا رب أولادنا يا رب أبناؤنا يا رب أطفالنا يا رب زينة الحياة
This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM in Marrakesh right now. This is actually music or sounds from the streets of Marrakesh, a compilation of field recordings which was put out in 2018 by Radio Kiaban. And yeah, some of it's music, some of it's just stuff happening in the city. Jumping between chaotic day-to-day street life of the city's old Medina and the anarchic musical tapestry that is the city's nocturnal lifeblood. Yes, quite well said. During the summer of 2018. So, good background music, I would say. And before I started talking here, we heard from a avant-garde Nahua project, the Nahua State 7, an electronic music collective formed in Marrakesh with the aim of creating a new fusion of sound system culture and traditional Nahua music. So sound system culture, I suppose they mean Jamaican. Kind of it had like a dance hall style, a little bit of drum and bass in there too. And really did sound like, you know, faithful Nahua vocals and the Winbri instrument in there as well. So yeah, I like how electronic music is not just like tokenism of the original folk music. Now it's really quite a nice, like I would say, equal mixing of the two worlds of folk and electronic. So yeah, that band, of course, as I said, from Marrakesh there, and the record Blituni and the song Utabi, so that just came out a few months ago. Nahua State 7. And before that, we heard something just to kind of mix in with the Nahua, kind of keep it fresh. I wanted to play some other stuff as well. So we heard Hassan Ididir, also of Marrakesh. And this is a single of his called At Faluna, which came out in 1989. And really, yeah, really 80s sounding, but yeah, with the Arabic vocals. And yeah, that was some beautiful stuff. 1989, good times, right? So born to Berber parents in Morocco, began making music at the age of 10 after being discovered singing in the stairwell by school's headmaster. That's unusual. Usually the headmaster of a school would not tell you to sing and instead go to class, but hey, good on them. And yeah, classic 80s stuff. Before that, we did hear from a modern-day folk band playing very authentic Nahua music. That was Abdel Benadi and the song Kumi from the record A Dream in Eswar, also from 2024. And I think it's time. I think it's time for the master, the Elvis, the Jimi Hendrix, the Beyonce of Nahua music. The only really person who comes up first when you search for Nahua music. He's put out many, many albums. Born in 1951, and his name is Malem Hussan Guinea. Also, his last name starts with the K. Sometimes when you translate Arabic into Latin script, it's always a little bit of a different spelling. So sometimes it's called known as Hussein Kinia or